Police say a woman who opened fire at YouTube's headquarters in San Bruno, California yesterday was upset about YouTube's policies and practices. Nassim Ogdam allegedly shot and wounded three people before she shot and killed herself. The victims are recovering in the hospital. Joining us now with more on this story is KQED reporter Sam Harnett. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, thanks. Look, police are still working to figure out the shooter's motive here, but we are starting to get some clues. What can you tell us about her complaints about YouTube and what kind of presence she had on the platform?
Well, yeah, she created videos for YouTube, a variety of videos. She did these exercise videos, she did these dance videos, and then stuff about animal cruelty. And so she had a YouTube channel, and she was trying to monetize it, trying to make money on the advertisements, which a lot of people on YouTube do. And over the last couple of years, YouTube has been changing how it allows people to advertise and make money on the platform. It's been making it harder for people who don't have that many views to make money. And Adam was really upset about that, and she released a video saying that YouTube was censoring her.
Now, we're also learning today that just before the shooting, the police did have an interaction with her. What do we know about what she was doing in the hours leading up to the incident?
Yes. Yeah, so on Sunday, she was reported missing by her family, which they said was odd because she usually is pretty responsive and doesn't go missing. On the morning of the shooting, she was found by police sleeping in her car. Which it's important to remind people, this is the Bay Area. Rents are crazy. Homelessness is a huge problem.
Not uncommon.
Sleeping in your car is not that uncommon. They questioned her, and she was totally calm. She said she was having some family problems, and she was moving up here. They contacted her family. Her family was thanked them for contacting them. And then an hour later, the father called back and said, "Hey, my daughter is really upset about YouTube, and maybe that's some reason why she's up there." Right. But then keep in mind, lots of people express frustration with YouTube. That in itself is not that out of the ordinary.
Sure. Three victims taken to the hospital with gunshot wounds. They are recovering, as we said. Is there any indication that she knew who she was targeting?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Not at all. And that's something that came out early, which, again, in this whole incident, there was a lot of, reporting that came out early that was not quite accurate about who she was or her age, her relation to the victims. So just something important to remember with breaking news like this now, with platforms like Twitter, information does get out really quickly.
What kind of questions about security are people having today? I mean, she was on YouTube's campus with a gun. Is that something that's easy to do?
Well, you need a key card to get into the YouTube campus, but there was an outdoor section by the cafeteria that she could have gotten into. So people are talking about that, but I think also people are really talking about the fact that, there is lots of workplace violence in the U.S., and this is just another instance. Maybe getting more attention because it's at such a high-profile company, but just last year in San Francisco, there was a workplace violence where at UPS where three people were killed.
Sam, real quickly, you mentioned the misinformation on social media. This is Silicon Valley, How are they responding to all this?
Well, I think it's bringing up some big questions about these platforms and about, conspiracy theories and people being able to kind of get their own ideas out through a platform like YouTube or Facebook. And in the coming weeks, I think we're going to see a lot of discussion about how to moderate that content.
Okay. KQED's Sam Harnett, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.